And prayer breakfast, we just get so encouraged, don't we? We're just like this volcano of encouragement. And even on the way home, Jan was ringing me. I was like, I can't take any more. I can't take any more. Because there's just so many things that we feel like God's really encouraging us, really encouraging us. And sometimes it's difficult to know what to do with how much we are sensing. So we're just really trying to press down on those things for the year ahead, for the church, for the communities as well, what we believe God's saying. But let's just pray. God, you're so good, and we love you, and we love being together. We love the encouragement that flows in this church, Lord. We thank you so much, and thank you for the word this morning, that it's to bring more encouragement to us on our journeying with you. So I pray, Lord, that we'd have open hearts, that I'd have an open heart, Lord, that anything that's not of you will fall away, but those things that are from you would come and, yeah, plant in the good soil of our hearts, where there's good, good soil. So thank you, Lord. Amen. So I've been reading Mark. I highly recommend the Gospel of Mark. If you're getting back into the Bible and you haven't been in, Mark is great because it's all action. And apparently he uses the word immediately 36 times. I haven't counted. This is what my notes say. Whereas the other three Gospels combined only use it 44. He is like action. And it was, tradition has it, that he received what he shares from Peter, who was an all-action guy, wasn't he? So it's a great gospel. It goes from one thing to the next thing, and Jesus is teaching, he's healing. And I'm in chapter 4 with what I wanted to share today, because when I started to read this, it absolutely hit me in a different way. And I took it to prayer breakfast and shared it there, and it sort of launched us into lots of things. So the verses are Mark 4, 26 to 32. It's about sowing seeds. And listening to the testimonies were just a brilliant example of what it is to be sowing seeds at the moment. And in conjunction with what God is doing in our nation and in the nations of the world, that people are showing up, they're coming into church, they're questioning, who is this Jesus? I listened to a talk this morning. A guy was interviewing a pastor in Denmark, and he gave the testimony of a guy riding his bike, and he met Jesus on the bike. Now, just to challenge us, he went to church. I don't know the complete outcome of it, but did he find Jesus, the same Jesus, in the church he went to? That's challenging. Someone steps in here and they've encountered Jesus out there, are they going to find that Jesus in here? I'm challenged by that. I'm really challenged. And it's a good challenge, because I'm like, yeah, no, they're going to meet Jesus in here. Anyway, so that's just a bit of an aside. So let's read these. So first of all, yeah, 4:26. This is Jesus teaching. And he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground, and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. For the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. From verse 30, then he said, to what shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what parable shall we picture it? It is like a mustard seed, which when it is sown on the ground is smaller than all the seeds on the earth. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs, and shoots out large branches, so that birds of the air may nest under its shade. The nature of the kingdom is it's growing. It's always growing. And where's the kingdom? Luke says in Luke 17, the kingdom of God is within you. The presence of God, the Holy Spirit. The kingdom, where else is the kingdom? The kingdom's in the realm of the Spirit. The kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy, Romans says, in the Holy Spirit. The kingdom is his presence coming. And all those, the testimonies this morning, all about his presence coming, wasn't it? All about those seeds going into the ground. And we're starting to see that harvest come in. We're starting to hear testimony of harvest coming in. People searching out the Bible, searching out a church, talking to people, having dreams. And in Iran, I believe, actually meeting Jesus. All those things that are seeds. And it has, inside that seed, it has its own power to grow. And it's just like the kingdom of God. Its own inherent power is within it. It may start small and seemingly insignificant, but it has great influence as it permeates society. So as it goes into society, into institutions, into individual people, the kingdom of God grows. It has that innate power, that power within it to grow, like it has in us. Who's changed? Am I the only one? It's powerful. It's transforming. It transforms lives, institutions, systems, people. It has that power within it. And that's what I felt God was saying to us, that as we sow, and it might seem like, I think you can get tired of sowing, can't you? I mean, I'm praying and praying for people at Feast and people aren't getting better. But the nature of the kingdom is that God is doing something. The nature of the kingdom, the nature of the king is healing, deliverance, setting people free. So, the kingdom, Christ's reign over and through his people. He's the king of this wonderful kingdom. In Matthew, he talks about the kingdom of heaven. And of course, we know the Lord's Prayer. On earth, as it is in heaven. Bringing the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God in whatever we do. And it's just, I felt like God wants to encourage us. Keep sowing, keep going. But there was a challenge in it as well, which let's have a quick look at, Matthew 17. And this is when Jesus has come down from the Mount of Transfiguration and the disciples have not been able to heal a boy. So the father comes and says, oh, will you heal him? Because these guys just haven't. And Jesus, then the disciples ask him, why didn't this come? Why couldn't we do it? And Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. For assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, the smallest seed, remember, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible with you. And the challenge I felt for us is faith. Yeah. Are we putting faith into what we're doing, or are we just doing it? Yeah. I feel like God wants to raise our level of expectation. Faith carries with it a level of expectation that something's going to change. We might not see what, we might not even be here when it changes, but he's calling us, I really feel, to sow these seeds when we pray for someone, when we make a meal for someone, when we step, that it's all from faith, not from works, not because I feel I need to get a testimony, not because I feel, it's got to be faith at the very core of what we do. And that faith will reap the fruit, because without faith, it's impossible to believe God. So we could get into works. We could get into works and think, oh, I'm a Christian and I should do that. It's a good thing to do. But if we put our faith in it, that's the kingdom of God. That's like God's going to do something. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's good.
The kingdom of God has a measurable impact. This is something I read and I just loved it. No area of brokenness, whether spirit, soul, or body, needs to remain the same in his kingdom. When the kingdom comes, when we reach out, when we release his presence, something has to happen. And we put our faith behind it and expect that God has done something. Now, that's whether we see it in front of our eyes or not. We believe that God is doing something. Prayer is another seed. I mean, the prayers that have gone up for this nation, and I'm thinking, right, they're growing now. It's starting to grow. People are starting to look for more than what's just out there or what's accessible through, you know, through life, through general life. They're looking for more. They're getting stirred for more. The prayers have been seeds. They've been watered. We're watering them. Every Thursday, we're watering the prayers. We're digging wells that people can come and drink from. But we do it with faith, because faith, Jesus says, nothing is impossible in faith. So when we step out, our thought is, this isn't works. This is the kingdom. And I'm putting my faith behind this God. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So as we come to communion, let's eat that bread, eat that life, the life of Jesus, and drink that, knowing that we are fully saved, we are fully clean, we carry his presence, we have his presence with us wherever we go, and that should make a difference to our lives. And let's eat that bread, as it were, the life of Jesus in us. Yeah? Okay. Let's have communion. Increase our faith.